Hi, listeners. This is Eric Dallinger, and I just wanted to come on here and say that this episode is about So You Think You Can Dance. And of course, upon the release date, the announcement of Stephen Twitch Boss's passing has come out. And we first want to extend our empathy and our sympathy to his friends and family because it is a terrible passing. And he meant a lot to me as a dancer and to all the people that were on this episode. He meant something. He was a great dancer. We appreciate his contributions to dance and his value to the world. I also wanted to say that we recorded this on Monday before the passing. The release of this has nothing to do with trying to capitalize on anything. It is a tragedy, but we hope that you can listen to this episode celebrating him and celebrating his legacy rather than it being a capitalization on his passing. Thanks so much. Please enjoy.
Before there were hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past.
With Eric Dallinger.
And Carly Anna Billing.
Hello, and welcome to the Before There Were Hashtags podcast. I am your host, Eric Dallinger, and I'm here with my co-host, Luke Ofdahl.
Oh, hey, hello, Mary. Mary, 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 Mary.
You were the most random person.
Listen,
Mary.
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 Are we on Selling Sunset?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary. Back to summer.
Cool. All right. And it is, of course, Guestmas. So we are here with...
We wish you...
We're here with Luke's roommate. Brian Ross is here. Woo, woo.
Hey, hey, y'all. What's up?
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you very much. Thanks for asking me to be part of it today.
So, Brian, what about pop culture do you like? Tell us about your yeah, interest
what's
in it.
Poppin'?
What's poppin'? What's for poppin'? You?
What's culturing?
For me, mostly movies is what I would more know about. Honestly, you guys talk about music sometimes, and I'm like, this girl who did what now? So, I'm excited to learn some things. But, yeah, I just...
Okay, what movies do you like?
A really good movie that just came out is Bones and All. It is one of the best pieces of art, but you will hate liking any of the characters. You will hate liking it. And that's all I can say because anything more like ruins the whole plot.
Mm-hmm.
But go see it.
Okay.
Have the opportunity to see it.
Another piece of media that sometimes people don't like the characters at first is Schitt's Creek. So why do you like or hate Schitt's Creek, Brian? Yeah, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Guys, I love
Schitt's Creek. Why did you hate
Schitt's
Creek?
Why do you hate Schitt's Creek?
I don't hate Schitt's Creek. I actually love Schitt's Creek now.
Brian refused to watch Schitt's Creek for years
for
and said it was
years.
Garbage.
And said it was a bad show.
And then finally he watched the first season in its entirety and then watched all of it.
Because he liked it.
Because he loved it.
Okay, so I tried watching it alone. I think I was like half paying attention the first couple of times.
Okay.
And then I finally like sat down with someone who's a fan, watched it, and then was like, wait, this is really funny. And
oh, is it? Is it funny?
Okay.
Is an Emmy award winning show funny?
I just like love that dream for you, Brian. I just like love it. I found it. It's just like so fun. So it's just so fun that you just like took your time.
But yeah, Eric and I disagreed often. Oh, Schitt's Creek.
I think I like, you put in ask me a question and I said something about it. Or I wrote it and then they were like, what's your biggest disappointment? And it was like, not getting Brian Ross to like Schitt's Creek or something like that. I asked me my own question so that I could have that
so
bit.
But he came around, as he does slowly. It just takes Brian a little longer than most to learn things, you know?
And that's another thing. The girl who played Alexis has another show called Don't Fuck
Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Kevin Can Fuck Himself. Watch
Whoa,
it.
This is a
so
friendly podcast.
Yeah, no swear. I'll have
swear.
To beep you. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I saw the little E beside it, so I was like, I think
that stands for Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
There you
go. Oh, there you go. Well, here's a little Christmas rapid fire.
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
here,
you
go.
Here we go.
I'm excited, because last episode you only had so many questions, but you're going to apparently do more.
Yeah, I'm going to do more. What was your favorite Christmas gift that you've ever gotten?
They were these plates made out of elephant poop.
Cool. Do you like silver or gold?
Silver. Kind of both. I don't know.
Favorite Hallmark Christmas memory?
He's never won gold, so he doesn't.
I don't know any of the names. I'm sorry.
Not even the gay one that just came out, George Crissa? Wow.
I haven't seen it. We don't have Hallmark.
Okay. Luke. If you were to decorate your Christmas tree in any two colors, what would they be?
Blue and gold.
Favorite Christmas pop song? Go.
Lit It This Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Is Olive the other reindeer?
Yes.
Very good.
She's loving all the names.
Yeah, she was a bully. How dare you like her?
Wow.
Olive was?
Yeah.
No, Olive the she dog. Was the other reindeer.
No,
she
all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names.
And they don't gender that. They never let poor Rudolph. The non-binary reindeer Olive.
But Olive
maybe it's a she they.
I don't want to gender it. I all own them as a they in
okay,
the song.
Okay, great.
They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games, so Olive is the non-binary reindeer representation we've been looking for. You're welcome.
But she breaks the stereotype. Or
they break the stereotype.
Gosh. They break the stereotype by being a bully.
Yeah. Listen. Everyone can be bullies.
Gender-neutral people can be mean, too.
Non-binaries are allowed to have an array of emotions. Okay? They can be whatever they want.
Good to know.
It's a weird turn. But I'm here for it.
But no, almost the other reindeer was a Christmas movie where it was like a dog, and they put the little... antlers on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No?
No.
I think we're too old for that.
No, I do know what you're talking about. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, so that's
you are
what
correct.
I thought you were talking about. I don't root for the
dog. How are they another reindeer or a dog? Was it a dog?
It was cute,
to be a reindeer?
Okay?
She wants to be another reindeer.
Yeah. And then she, like, gets to lead them. Yeah.
Oh,
and
then
that
she ran
one
over
is
Grandma.
Yeah.
Right. See? Back to the villain edit. Yeah.
All right. Well, we like to start every episode with 5 minutes of gassing up the time machine.
What do you mean all of the other reindeer isn't the topic for this podcast today?
Could you imagine? I wish.
Quick change. Here, everyone research. Quick. We'll be back in 2 hours after you've been watching the movie.
And learning all the facts about it.
Yeah. No, just kidding.
All right.
Let's talk about.
Here's 5 minutes on the clock. Starting now. Well... We talked about Aaron Carter last week.
Oh, so sad.
So sad.
What? He died.
He died. Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, didn't know that. Okay,
Brian didn't
on.
Listen to last week's podcast.
Yes. Thanks for listening, Brian.
Aaron Carter.
I didn't get last week. I got the one before that. My bad. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome to pop culture.
I hope he's getting all the candy he wants.
And Hilary Duff did say a nice statement about it.
She did.
Yeah.
But I was going to talk about Nick Carter, who is being... So the Backstreet Boys had a Christmas special that got canceled because Nick Carter got accused of sexual assault when he was 21 to a 17-year-old.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those Carters.
Those Carters! Backstreet's they do need... Yeah, Backstreet's... Yeah, they've been taken away.
Oh, and after their MeUndies endorsement?
Oh, no. That's not to make light of it, though.
No.
It is a serious accusation. Should be treated as such.
Yes.
In other news...
Their Christmas album is good.
Oh!
It was my pop pick, but now it's not. So, but
is it new?
Yeah, it just came out like a month ago.
I was nervous that you were mixing it up with "Happy Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays" by
NSYNC. I would never.
You would?
I would never, Eric. Look who you're talking to. I'm not Brian. Speaking of things that Brian doesn't know about, what's the next thing?
Well, Drake posted a picture that he was on Billboard Hot, like the top 10, but Taylor was in number 1, and he put emojis over Taylor's entire, like, name and
Drake.
Anti-hero. Yeah, Drake.
Why do you gotta hate her so
much? Look who's the anti-hero now, Drake.
Look who is the anti-hero.
It's me. Hi. Drake's the problem.
It's Drake. But good old Drake, Canadian boy.
I know.
Not being very Canadian.
No. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Choreographed by Hollywood Jade.
Canada's own.
Also, Taylor Swift might be making a cameo in Deadpool 3.
La
be my Marvel. I'll be the first thing I see her in since Cats.
I think it's her first movie since Cats.
Good.
I never saw Cats.
Don't?
I did see her in, what was that, New Year's Eve?
Oh,
no, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. New Year's Eve was Michelle.
Yeah, we don't talk about Leah. Michelle, she's a bully.
I don't know.
I've heard she's good in
Bunny Girl.
She's amazing, Bunny Girl. I heard she's amazing.
I mean, I would go see it.
There's
I just heard she wasn't funny.
But she is a girl.
So right,
it's
but
just
like,
called girl.
like that's the point of it. She's
funny. I think she's funny. She's no.
To be fair, I've not seen it. Is she as funny as Beanie Feldstein? Because that was the drama.
Was that Beanie Feldstein?
It was that Beanie Feldstein couldn't sing it.
But she was funny.
But she was a great actress.
Yeah.
But so she booked it for that.
Well, some people also feel the reason why people didn't like Beanie was because she's plus size, which isn't fair. But a lot of people also are upset that Beanie was taken out because she represents plus-size women.
Right.
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean, if you're not selling tickets on Broadway, goodbye.
Well,
that's sadly the model.
The other drama about it was that Jane Lynch left the show one day before Lea Michele joined the show.
Yeah, that's tea. That's awkward.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She was like,
nope, don't want to be a part of this.
Although I did listen to a podcast with the woman that replaced Jane Lynch. She was like, I love Lea Michele. I don't think anything that people have been saying is true. She's the nicest girl I've ever worked with. Turn her back. Yeah.
Well, also, Lea Michele has to be on her best behavior
because
of all of these
accusations. Yeah.
But she can read. I've been listening to the Glee Recap podcast, and they did dispel the rumor that they're like, doing TikTok rumors is one of their segments. They're like, the first one we need to get out of the way is Lea Michele can read. She can read, everybody.
I think it's the best
rumor.
Meme.
It is so
rumor,
good.
But she cannot read. I think it's so funny. In other pop culture news, well, we mentioned it, the first main character gay Christmas Hallmark movie last night.
Yeah. Didn't see it, but I have seen posts about it. It's really cute.
Yeah, it stars
me crap for not seeing it.
Well,
stars Canada's own George Crissa, who I did West Side Story.
Canadian heartthrob. What? And also nice human being.
He is actually a really nice guy. And Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls.
Oh,
he can't sit with us.
The fact that all
I wonder if George told him that he looks like he's.
You know that all three leads from Mean Girls are gay men.
Yeah,
I love it. It's amazing.
That's why.
But that brings us
a queer film.
That brings us back to the way back.
Not bad.
Sorry.
We're moving on.
There's Damien.
Yeah.
And then there's Aaron.
Aaron.
And then Mathlete Guy.
Oh.
Oh, Mathlete.
Right. I didn't know he was gay.
Kenny.
Yeah.
No.
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Oh, Kenny G.
All gay.
All gay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's equivalent.
I knew the other two.
Lindsay Lohan turning the boys gay.
Since my childhood,
including in her Christmas movie.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that one.
I watched Parent Trap. My bad. I'm in the same city.
Also, spoiler.
Well, there's two. There's double. There's double in Parent Trap. So it really worked hard on you.
It's true. It's double Lindsay. Just like, I'd skip the bisexual and turn right to gay. Just because there's twice the Lindsay, you know? Just
all right.
That's not how it works.
Well, let's get into today's topic.
Speaking of gay.
What?
I don't know. There's lots of gays on the show.
There is lots of gays on the show. On this show or that show? Because both.
Both. I mean, there's three gay leads on this podcast right now.
And what show would we be talking about?
But there was also a lot of gays on the TV show that we're about to discuss.
So you think it can
dance.
Yes, we are talking about the premier dance television show, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes.
It premiered on July 20th, 2005 on the Fox Network. It was started by Simon Fuller, who is also known for starting Pop Idol and American Idol, and also, from our previous episodes, was the manager of the Spice Girls.
And S Club 7.
And S Club 7.
Which was more with the top of the game.
We're learning how much Brian does not listen to the Pops.
Oh! My memory retention is not
very well. No, he'll forget that he was on this podcast right after he finished recording.
And And it was also started by Nigel Lithgow, who was also a producer of Pop Idol and American Idol.
Yes, and a judge.
He would become a judge on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes.
Every single time. So, Brian, let's start off. Why do you love this show? What about it speaks to you?
I mean, I feel like it was the only mainstream dancer's first sort of forward-pushing thing. So as a kid growing up in, like, training, it was, like, the thing to look at to be like, oh, I want to be able to do that, or I want to get to that level, I want to do this. So it was, like, something that you would sit down, you would be exposed to a complete variety of styles. And it was, like, inspiring as, like, a young kid to try and see, especially the fact that there was even amount of guys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, especially on the East Coast, there were, like, five of us. There were five male dancers. Like, so, yeah, that was really cool.
What was the first season that you, like, watched live?
Ooh, I mean...
Because newsflash, Brian's, like, 5 years younger than me.
That's 10 years.
Okay. I would say probably...
15 years out.
Season 4. Because that was Katie Sheen, right? Season 4, season 5?
Sure. Yeah, I believe so. Is that like Will's season and Twitch?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Luke's confused. He's like, I didn't know what season that was.
Good diet.
No, it was Katie Sheen, definitely. Because she did... I think it was a number with Twitch as well. And it always, like, sticks out in my head. Of course, can't remember the name of it. But, yeah.
Twitch.
Good old... Well, Twitch is, like, the biggest success story from the show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Ellen's DJ.
CJ. Star of
Step Up.
Step Up.
Yeah.
He was brought back a million times as an all-star on the show.
That was a judge.
And then was a judge.
But we're getting out of it.
And the hip-hop Nutcracker thing that just came out. Isn't he in that, too?
Oh, I haven't heard about this. Well, that would make sense because they're married.
Yeah.
Isn't that so cute?
They are cute.
Allison Holker from the show is married to Twitch Boss.
Mm-hmm. They're cute, too.
They are.
Do you? All right. Well, the show has been adapted to many different markets, including Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Canada, China, Denmark, Egypt, Finland, France, Georgia. That's, like, the country Georgia, not the state. I just saw the confusion on Brian's face.
Dance Georgia.
Georgia only.
Germany, Greece, Iraq, India, Israel, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Morocco, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Qatar, Russia, South Africa, Sudan, Sweden, Syria, Turkey, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, and the United Kingdom, and Vietnam.
Wow, it's got even more than Drag Race.
Got even more than Drag Race.
That was a lot more than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Canadian one?
Oh my gosh,
yes.
So good.
Hosted by Leia Miller.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Much Music VJ.
Yes.
Who's married to City in Color.
Was it about 3 seasons?
Four.
Yeah.
Last winner was Jordan...
Clark. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Vlad's Dance Company.
From Vlad's, and Next Step, you can catch her on that on Netflix, y'all.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah, they, actually, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but the Canadian one got canceled because it kind of was just this So You Think You Dance saturation, because we were getting both the American one and the Canadian one. And what happened was is that the states decided that they were going to do both a spring and a fall season.
Yes.
So they pushed the Canadian one into the summer, and summer ratings
are way lower.
Yeah. And that resulted in it getting a little bit canceled.
Yeah, they had some rude, good dances.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite Canadian dances?
There was one with a chair with Amanda Cleghorn, and I don't remember the guy's name, but it was to Dancing. And it was, like, this Alzheimer's piece, which was really cool. Also had one of my favorite, like, bloopers that they showed, and during the tech run, there was this part where they, like, run with the chair, and they just ran. Both of them just flew off the stage.
Oh, no!
And then, like, had to run back on stage and, like, finish the rest of the number. It's a great blooper. Look it up.
I will. Yeah. Was that Blake? Did he choreograph that?
No, it was a woman.
Stacey Tukey?
That might have been one of the Stacey ones. It was either Stacey or there was another girl who did a lot of lyrical ones. She had like dark black hair, kind of skinny.
Melissa. I forget her last name, but she teaches at St. Clair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a Stacey
Tukey. Yeah, true. That one was probably Stacey.
Yes! Okay. What other fun, amazing things happened on the season? Mary Murphy's Scream. The Hot Tamale Train.
I mean, maybe we should explain, like, what happens in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to people that have never seen
Do you want to explain it, Luke?
Yeah.
Great. Go for it!
So, they have auditions in major cities across whatever country it is. And
we're largely talking about the U.S. on this one.
Talking about the U.S. one. Okay. So, they actually change the cities every year, but they have auditions. And then you either, well, originally they went to Vegas. You got to go to Vegas Week, and then later it became Hollywood. But then you go to Vegas Week, and then you compete, and you have to learn all these different styles, and they slowly make cuts. Kind of like American Idol, where you have to sing different styles. But they go through the hip-hop round, they go through the contemporary round, they go through the ballroom round, and they see if you can do all the things, and they slowly whittle it down. And then they make you stand in that line, and then they kind of like a chorus line, and they need to stay. Go.
Yeah, they yeah.
It was easy. The front line.
Oh, it's stay
back line. You were not this year. Please come back next year. But please every year. But please come back next year and try again. And then you get onto the show, and it's top 20, right?
Top 20
for the most part. Some seasons.
And you meet every week. You get coupled off in couples, and you stay with your couple for the first five or ten episodes.
Changed in different seasons.
Oh.
But, like, originally you stayed with your same couple until they got down to a certain moment, and then they switched you up.
Yeah.
And then so a different couple gets voted off every week. And then you get to dance your solo if you're in the bottom to, like, try to stay.
And it was only for 45 seconds, and everyone would go, 5, 4, 3,
so you think you can dance, dance, dance. Like, no matter, it was, like, this beautiful contemporary slow piece, and it's like, and so you think you can dance, and they'd always have to, like, keep dancing until it finished. Until there is one winner.
Yeah, until eventually they made it two winners.
Yeah, they would have a male,
which in some ways kind of made sense because for the whole competition, only the guys were competing with the guys, and the girls were competing with the girls, and then at the very end, they were like, never mind, you're all competing together.
Yeah.
It was very abrasive at the end, which I think is why they tried out, I think it was season 7, they only did 10 dancers, and instead they paired them with all stars. And made it so that, like, everyone was on their own.
Do you remember the stage versus street season?
I couldn't watch it.
Well, it was so fake because half of the street dancers were just contemporary dancers that could also do hip-hop.
Right. Yes.
So they, like, got on the show as street because they were multifaceted and could do both. But they went in the street category.
Yeah. I mean, that was always the conceit of the show, was that you were put in a box as, like, this one, like, you're a ballroom dancer, you're a contemporary dancer, you're a hip-hop dancer, and then it was like, ooh, can they also learn these different styles? Like, that was always the conceit of the show, but it would always be like, Ryan Ross, contemporary dancer, and then they'd be like, what, he can also do hip-hop? It's like, yes, dancers take other types of dance, but in the show storyline, it was always like, they have just this one thing.
Yeah.
Which sometimes in the early seasons, they kind of, like, some of those hip-hop dancers really were just hip-hop
dancers. Oh, some of those hip-hop dancers.
Yeah, like, fully. Or the ballroom dancers were just ballroom dancers. Like, they had no experience. That was what made the show exciting in those first seasons. It was like, sometimes they couldn't dance. Like, sometimes they could not do a ballroom, Latin ballroom to save their life.
Yeah.
Or, like, the poor ballroom person had to do hip-hop routine. You're like, ooh.
Yeah. Or the ballerina doing hip-hop.
Yeah.
Doing, like, crump.
Yes.
For real.
We're doing the little shoulder for season 4.
Yeah. Was that Comfort?
Yes, Comfort. Comfort.
For real. Because we made an R before and then we made an R.
Yeah. Obsessed.
What's the other one? It's like hip hop all the time. Like, always, I don't know, it was like, not that dope or something, but it'd be like, that's, oh, there was like a saying every time, it was like, that was so good, but like, it was the opportunity, like, Mary Murphy being like,
yeah! That is, you have so much swagger!
Yeah.
You're just like, you don't know what that word is.
Or Nigel talking about the stank face.
Stank face! Here's a little trivia for you. Kat Dealey didn't host the first season.
I didn't realize that. Oh, I watched the first season on the air.
It was Lauren Sanchez, who was at the time an E-Talk. Not E-Talk.
Oh.
I know it was Extra with Mario Lopez.
Extra.
She was on Extra with Mario Lopez. And you know what she's doing now?
Someone say she was too extra.
Coke.
No, she's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
But not the one he's a kid with?
No.
Oh.
That was his wife. No, that's Elon Musk.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
You're thinking of Grimes.
Oh, right.
It was with Elon Musk.
Right. I'm getting my billionaires mixed up.
How dare you? Yeah, that was... So she left the show. She was having a baby. And then just never came back.
Well, because then you're going to get replaced. And they love the replacement.
Yes.
You're like, bye.
Yes.
We do love a Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee is lovely.
Chichis!
It's time to hear from the chichis.
But it was also weird because it was just like an American show, but it had this like British host.
And
like
the main judge was
also British.
Yeah.
It's like, so you think you can dance judged by the British?
I mean, I guess technically American Idol also was
America's Got Talent.
A British judge.
Yes. But Kat Dealy, actually, she was a big host in the UK. So she was a children's TV show host and won a BAFTA.
For hosting
children's TV on ITV, and from the years of 1998 to 2002.
Because
I know people that were like, "Oh, I'm actually a huge Kat Dealy fan," like, when she was just announced as the host.
Oh, fun! And,
like older British friends of my parents,
right? Oh, it's really cool.
It is cool.
But is it cool?
But is it fashion? Is it fashion?
But is it fashion? It's fashion.
Do you know that reference, Brian?
No idea.
Oh, like, we'll show it to you after.
We'll show it to you.
It'll peppermint.
I feel season 2 was truly the breakthrough season.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is the season I remember. I remember watching Travis Wall had a TV show with Nick Lazzarini on the Oxygen Network, and it was about their shaping sound.
Oh, yeah.
And part of it was they had a hard time getting funding because they didn't want to call it Travis Wall's Shape and Sound because it was all of them.
Right.
But it was so funny because I was like, Nick Lazzarini freaking won the show and had less clout than Travis Wall, who was the runner-up
right.
on season 2.
It's always the girl who comes second.
Nick won season 1.
Yeah.
And Travis was the runner-up on season 2. Benji.
Should have
won. Actually,
Benji was pretty good.
In hindsight.
Not very nice.
To be fair, a lot of them are kind of...
In hindsight, Alison Holker should have won.
True.
Yes, that's true.
True.
She was third?
Yeah.
No. Well, no, because...
Oh, no, she was kicked
she
off
didn't
like
even,
six.
Yeah, she didn't even make it to top 4 because it was Heidi, Benji's cousin, and Danielle. And I remember being shocked that Allison and Natalie didn't make top 4.
Right? Yes.
But it was also at a time, like the first like 4 seasons of So You Think... always had male winners.
Also,
like, it wasn't until Sabra.
She was third.
Okay, so the first 2 seasons.
So Allison was pregnant during that season. That's a little fun fact. She was pregnant with her child while filming all of that.
So that's probably why they didn't want her to win, right?
No, I'm saying kudos. But that's
but
just
also,
like a little
they found
sign.
Out they don't want her to win and then not be able to, like, go. Like, go fulfill the tour and do all the dance.
Well,
things.
She still does.
There
it's
was no... There was no tour. There was no tour that season. That season, the winner won a spot in Celine Dion's Vegas Residence.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be able to do that. So
but Benji turned it down anyways.
Yeah.
So
did Travis do it?
Because I'm also like,
no.
That's not Benji's thing.
No.
Because I remember seeing some clips from that show, and it's like a full lyrical, like,
yeah, it's
Ian
Michaels.
Yeah.
So you'd think they would have, like... geared it to be a winner that actually people would go see in Vegas. Like,
well, it's just a weird prize for a dance competition show that's about versatility, not just contemporary dance.
Yeah.
That'd be like if Dancing with the Stars was like, here, like, this is not a ballroom prize. I mean, Dancing with
the
Stars.
The Jabberwockies.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's probably also like season 2 got more money because they realized it was going to be a, like, if. Was a profitable show, like people actually wanted to watch it. So season 1, most reality TV shows suck because they're like, we don't know if this is gonna work.
Yeah.
And then they're like, everyone watched it, so then they put the money in season 2 and added the budget, and that's why it's such a better season.
So what are some of your favorite dances, Brian?
My favorite group one was this boys number done in season 10. And it was Sand. The one where they had, like, the sand on the ground. And, like, Chris Scott, I think.
Okay.
Was the choreographer. And he hit, like, every beat with them, like, slicing the sand. And, like, visually, it was just stunning. And then for, like, duets and stuff, I loved, obviously, so many contempt ones.
But was the Ukrainian number they did one time?
What was the Ukrainian number?
That's a total joke because they hated it. I literally felt so bad for the choreographers because they were like, that was awful.
Wait, like, they did, like, the Ukrainian dance?
They did, like, a Ukrainian dance, and they were so rude about it. They were like,
oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, it wasn't a great dance. Yeah. But they did another Ukrainian one later that was really good. Let's not diss a Ukrainian dance.
Oh, no, that is hard.
But it was just not a good number.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No. Collide with Kent and Lauren. There was another one called Fool of Me, which was so good from that season as well. And then, what was the... Oh, Mercy. I love Mercy.
Oh, with the door?
With the door.
Yeah, so good.
With Katie?
So good. Katie. That was it.
And Twitch?
Katie and Twitch.
Katie and Twitch.
There it is.
Oh, that's a good number.
You know what I think is interesting is So You Think You Can Dance's impact on competition dance? Because I think it's when we started to really see the divergence of lyrical and contemporary. Because I remember being at competition, that's when, like, podcasting is not a visual medium, so I'm demonstrating, but I can't actually do it. But the flaily arm movement.
Right, flaily hands, the wrist flaily hands.
And all the claps, whenever we would just go.
Yeah.
And choreography and lyrical. And I think that's when we noticed that contemporary was starting to take off and lyrical was, they just were diverging.
Yes.
But it's also interesting because singing and dance, like, the good numbers that you remember always had a story. So they were kind of almost lyrical over contemporary. Like, the ones that I remember mostly had a story and had, like, something to say. It's not like when you see a dance comp when it's like, you can ask the kids, like, what's your pizza about? They're like, I don't know, we just move around. Like, obviously. Yeah. Very obvious. Whereas, like, there was always at least something about it. Or at least they explained it.
But my problem, too, with some of the So You Think You Can Dance stuff was that the packages gave too much away about the story. So, I felt sometimes emotionally manipulated by the packages. So you were already in a state where you're like, oh, I'm feeling so much. And then, like, maybe that's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, and we have to remember, it's TV that's not just made for dancers. Because for us, we would, like, fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Versus, like, Joe Schmo sitting on his couch at home is going to be like, what they just do.
Yeah,
so
why are they throwing flowers?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now I get it.
Which, fair, you're like, you guys are just skipping in flowers and you're wearing white and don't know what's happening.
Truth.
So.
That was Lacey and Neil.
Yeah.
Choreographed by Mia Michaels.
Yeah. Mia. Heard,
I feel like the bench dance with Heidi and Travis was
that's
like,
one of my favorites.
The first viral dance.
Yeah.
It's like the first one that I think surpassed just the show.
Yeah,
I watch that one at least once a year. I love that dance.
It's so pretty. Ooh, and
he pulls her out from underneath and just like,
yeah,
dreaming
they fall down.
Yes,
that one with the bed and like the petals flying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good.
The bench dance is all about a straight one falling in love with the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's interesting.
Which was the story of their partnership. I'm just kidding.
Well, some people thought that me and Blake had a relationship.
They did, didn't they?
No, I don't think that dance is about Blake.
No, that was
Blake would have been too young.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he did like a whole piece about me and
Michaels. Did a whole piece about me and Michaels on the Canadian show.
Yeah. And like Blake said, basically this is about me and Michaels.
But he's gay.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Literally. I mean
love and sex
is
complicated.
People.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the success stories from the show. So first off, there is definitely a direct pipeline between Dance and Dancing with the Stars,
mm-hmm.
with the ballroom dancers, like
that
so many
sense.
Of them. The one that everybody forgets though is that Artem Chin Vincent was on the very first season of So You Think You Can Dance. And he didn't go on Dancing with the Stars until like 12 years later. Because he went to the British version, Strictly Come Dancing, and then made it to the American version.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, Winnie Carson, Jenna Johnson, Lindsay Arnold, Coco Kiyosaki, all So you think you can dance? Dancing with the Stars next season.
I'll take that. I've actually never watched Dancing with the Stars.
Wait, really?
No.
I actually love Dancing with the Stars.
Never watched it.
To be fair, I'm not a huge fan, but, like, some of the numbers are really good.
I mean, I've definitely seen clips and, like, seen numbers, but I've never sat down and watched Dancing with the Stars or something.
I actually think it's really fun.
It's fun.
It's dumber than So You Think. Like, So You Think He Can Dance has, like, some, like, high art moments. You're not going to get that on.
No.
But maybe the exception of, like, JoJo when JoJo Siwa was on it, or Nicole Scherzinger when they were, like, real dancers.
Or Shangela.
Shangela was great, but Shangela was more of a performer. Yeah. It was more Charlie D'Amelio was, like, the dancer of the season.
Or who was the Olympic gymnast as well who did it and was surprisingly good?
There's a few. There's Shawn Johnson. Nasio. Shawn Johnson's the girl.
Oh.
Nasio.
Might be her, actually.
I think you're thinking of Lori Hernandez.
Okay, maybe.
Or Nastia Lukin. There's a bunch of them.
Either way, it was because they could do all these, like, crazy lifts.
Yes.
And stuff. Yeah. Oh, and Simone. But I don't know her. Oh, stunner. Anyway, So You Think.
But we gotta get back to So You Think. Janine Mason, who won, I believe she won her season. She was the season 5 champion. She actually had a whole run as Dr. Sambello on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did she dance?
Nope. No. Had nothing to do with dance.
She's, like, fully turned into actress.
Well, I don't know. They had, like, Broadway Bowl in there, and then all of a sudden they sang that one episode.
It was after that, but yes, That random episode of Grey's Anatomy where they sing.
I don't know, every drama.
Here, as they're cutting people open.
It was, yeah.
The biggest one, too, is also Ariana DeBoss. She was first kicked off on her season.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
No, no, she was on that.
Yeah, well, that's why. She was the first one off. Yeah, she was on season 6. She's the first contestant kicked off. She made her Broadway debut in Bring It On the Musical in 2012. She would perform in musicals like Motown, Pippin, and eventually was, like, the Bullet Girl in Hamilton. And then would go on to be in West Side Story, which she would win an Oscar. Didn't she win the Oscar for
it?
And then she also is in Schmigadoon with our good friend Ashley St. John.
Woo!
And The Prom.
And The Prom. She is in The Prom.
Oh, she's leaving The Prom.
I have not seen
that. Oh, it's cute.
So it just goes to show you, even if you're the first off, you can still be a star, baby.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even if you don't make it onto the top 20, because Heather Morris from Glee made it to top 40 on the second season. And look at her.
Yeah.
She was a cheerleader. Dancing with Beyonce, and then was a cheerleader on Glee. Britney.
Got to do all the iconic Britney Spears dances.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Also, those auditions, fun fact, I actually did them when I had just turned 18. All those bad dancers don't exist on the show. They make you submit an entire sheet with your social media, your XYZ, and, like, links to dance videos. You get invited to dance. You have to do an improv round for producers. Then, if you make it through that, you then get to do your solo. And when I was there, there was the guy they had come on always as, like, a joke. Sex was, like, his stage name.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? But literally, the producers were walking him down, be like, yo, thanks for coming to do this again. Like, we really mean a lot. You boost ratings. So, yeah, any bad dancer you saw there was brought on by the producers.
Oh, yeah. There's so much manipulation.
I don't know. I've done some, like, media ones. Like, they really auditioned them and then put them through and didn't, like...
Yeah.
And they made them believe that they were good and then put them on, like, knowing they're bad at the story.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
That one's harsh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about the Canadian one, but American one did not.
I feel like it probably did in the original days, and then it became a machine, and then they're like, we just gotta get people in and out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure at the start, people, like, went authentically thinking that they would get on the show and that they were good, but as the show got more popular, people realized, oh, I'm just gonna be a joke, so they wouldn't go, so then they had to actually find good people.
Yeah.
Or bad people, I should say.
Yeah.
In season 17, though, that's when, like, the show was going through a major change, because they got rid of all the judges, and they brought on JoJo Siwa.
You mean the Gigi's?
The Gigi's!
Go Gigi's!
they got rid of Nigel and Mary, and they brought in JoJo Siwa and Twitch, and Matthew Morrison from Glee.
Not for very long.
And not for very long, because he was kicked off in Scandal. Yeah, he was caught texting and contestants. So I have a statement right here.
Good.
You can read it. I am so thrilled that America's young aspiring dance talents will get to work with some of our greatest creative choreographers. Oh, no. I'm going to cut me saying that because that was Nigel that proposed. Oh, this is Nigel not being asked back. I'm thrilled that America's young aspiring dance talent will get to work with some of our greatest creative choreographers. On a personal sad note, I have not been asked to be a judge on the panel of this season. I don't know who will be saying cue the music, but I wish them well. And then Matthew Morrison wrote about his scandal.
But like, wasn't Nigel Lefkoe a producer?
He was an executive producer.
Yeah, but I think sometimes at some point you stop actually working on it and you're just in name because you've been there for so long.
Right.
Also, I don't know if it was around that time, he was also going through a divorce and had a lot of heart problems anyways.
Mm.
So I think there might have been a bit of like, my life is going crazy. I need a moment.
He couldn't get too excited about the good dance.
Exactly. Yeah. God damn.
All right. Well, Matthew Morrison said, it's really unfortunate to have to sit here and defend myself and my family against blatant untrue statements made anonymously. I have nothing to hide, so in the interest of transparency, I will read you the one message that I wrote to a dancer on the show. Hey, it's Matthew. If you don't mind, would love to get your number and talk you through some things. The end.
Yeah.
That's what he claims. He said, I don't know, I do sort of have a little bit of sympathy for Matthew Morrison because I think people have gone back and watched Glee and realized that Mr. Shu was a freaking creep.
Yeah.
So, and they've kind of connected him personally, his character to him personally. But he still broke the rules, like, at the end of the day.
And also, not known for dancing. Am I wrong? He's like not a dancer. He's a singer.
He can dance. He did all that break dancing on the show.
And he did choreograph all the routines on the show.
He did choreograph all the routines.
As when his character did.
I just like,
I don't know. I'm like, of all the people that can judge a dance competition, I'm not like Matthew Morrison.
More so than Jason Derulo.
Or Ellen.
Or Ellen.
I'm Ellen.
It's me, Ellen.
So,
yeah, they've made some choices. I mean, I'm fine when they have, like, a guest judge who's not a dancer. Like, that's fine.
When Lady Gaga
is consistent.
But, like, when they come on for one episode and they're like, and our special guest judge, I'm like, that's fine. But, like, if you're going to be the lead, like, one of the judges the whole season, I'm like, you should be a dancer.
Did you see the Instagram video he posted when he was reading that? Or did you just see the statement?
Well, that's literally, yeah, yes, I have seen it. That's what he said in that TikTok Instagram video.
Right. Because then afterwards he was, like, talking about how it was because there was a choreographer that they both, like, he knew and the person really looked up to, and he was just trying to connect them.
Right.
Which I'm, like, I don't know how true or false this
is. Yeah, we're just stating the facts of what has been said, not making judgments.
No, not at all.
Judging.
So that's why I'm, like, there's so many aspects to this story, and if that was actually the message, it 100% is, like, out of line, but I'm also, like, he wasn't a predator, per se, in that way, but that's if that's all true.
Yeah.
So it's all hearsay.
It's all hearsay. I don't know. At the end of the day, he broke the rules.
Yes.
So there's nothing really else to go on. He wasn't kicked off for being a predator. He was kicked off because he broke the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
True.
Luke, do you have any favorite numbers?
Bleed in Love.
Oh, good hip hop voice. Chelsea Hightower.
It's like one of the first like lyrical hip hop routines. It was still only called hip hop at that point, but then they later made a category for like lyrical hip hop. Which I did love. I mean, The Bench, obviously. Women's Work. Yeah, Both Things Cancer.
You love me a number.
I mean, yeah, I do love Michaels.
Yeah.
Problematic. I used to love her work so much.
I'll never forget her yelling at Carrie the Pain for smiling too much.
Did. I also loved what was her name? The one who did The Garden. Which I watched today and I was like, this is not as impressive as the numbers I remember being, but I just remember being so different than everything else that was on the show.
I really wanted that thing.
Like when you actually watch it now, like this wouldn't even get that great of like thing at like a dance comp, but like it was just so different and like so not the style of all the other singing dances. And it's really, this is cool. I don't know. I just anything Ty Stewart does.
Who
else did who did Why? Was it Ian and the Why?
Yes,
he was like a little hip hop dancer.
It was Allison and
Ivan. Yeah, I love that routine. I watch that one anytime too. It's just so pretty.
So pretty.
Now what is your story? I liked it.
I was like the Latin ballroom stuff. Like I watch a lot of Dance from the Stars now because I fell in love with
hip hip chin chin. The rhythm section. Oh, I love that routine so
Danny
much.
Danny and Lacey, R.I.P.
Oh yeah.
Danny passed away.
Oh yes.
But hip hip chin chin is so good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved Lacey.
Lacey.
Yeah. I think she's better than Benji. Hot take.
Hot take?
She's more likable than Benji, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I maybe disagree with you on that. I didn't really like either of them personally, but I do like Hip Hip Chin Chin.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll never forget Ryan on the first season. He had all the spiky hair and he like slicked it back for his very first number of Top 20, and it was like a Latin Ballroom one, and they raved about it. It was so good.
There's also one with, what's his name, Pasha?
Yeah,
Pasha.
Pasha and Anna.
Yeah, he was ever had a huge crush on him.
He was so good. Dimitri Chaplin?
I mean, probably.
He was also, he was the one that Nigel was like, this isn't so you think you can open your shirt.
Oh, right. Oh,
my God.
But
he also made it on the Dancing with the Stars, him and Chelsea Hightower.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my big standout numbers. I mean, there was just so many. There's how many every week?
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah.
I did also, remember the one time they made them all do a solo to the same song?
Yes.
To
Waiting for the World to Change. I did a solo to that!
We were just like, oh my gosh. It was actually such a cool thing because they each had they just had the same song. So like usually when you compete against each other.
Same choreo.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was the same choreo.
Which it wasn't really fair because it was all contemporary. So they made the like ballroom dancers do contemporary. But
it was cool though.
It was still cool.
Because you kind of got to judge them all on how they did that one set.
Who is the hip hop boy? That season.
Twitch.
No. D-Trix.
Oh, yeah.
Hot take, he was one of the best ones to do with it.
Yeah?
Because he, like, put emotion behind it. I was like, yeah, all the contempt girls look pretty. But, like, he killed this. It was great.
It was great. There's lots of cool stuff on that show. I really do think it changed the landscape of dance. And we got a lot of cool other shows, like World of Dance. Mm-hmm. And Dancing with the Stars also, like, blew up. Like, they helped each other rather than hurt each other. America's Best Dance Crew, in which a lot of the hip-hop dancers would eventually go on as Quest Crew. Mm-hmm. And also, a lot of the show's dancers and choreographers have been nominated for choreography, whether that be through Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, I also think it just, like, as someone who grew up as a dancer, like, people that weren't dancers watched the show, so they knew what you were talking about when you're like, I'm taking a jazz class. Like, oh, like, Ty Stereo's kind of jazz? And you're like, yeah, that's jazz. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whereas before, people would be like, what do you mean jazz? You're dancing to saxophones? Like, I don't understand. Whereas, like, you could say lyrical, you could say contemporary, you could say Broadway or musical theater. People knew what it was now because they watched the TV show.
Yeah.
And so it was easier to be a dancer, at least a male dancer. People actually have something to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, oh, I don't know. You just, like, tap your feet around? Like, you know, but, like, people would be like, oh my gosh, I watched the show, I love it.
I also just like that it gave dancers a platform and choreographers. Like, I remember learning, I thought it was so cool that Wade Robson would do like a lot of contemporary stuff on the show, but then I later learned he was Britney Spears' choreographer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's the one that did the Slave for You video.
Totally.
Which somebody one time told me that I needed to do less Britney and more Wade, and I went, he was her choreographer.
No, but the men dance it more like Wade than like Britney. Less hair whips.
Let's dance in the mirror. All right. Well, I think that brings us back. Any last points that we want to make?
Great show. A streaming service. Can you like give it to us, please, in Canada? It would be great to rewatch.
I could probably go on Disney Plus as fast as normal by Disney.
Yeah.
Disney.
So, like, Disney Plus, what up, girl?
All right, well, I guess it brings us to pop picks. So this is where we give, let's make it Christmas pop picks. So tell us what Christmas media you are consuming. We'll start with Lou, because Brian's face is very...
Because now you just made it Christmas.
You don't have to make it Christmas. If it's not Christmas, it's fine.
No, I'm trying to think. I think I have something.
You can say both.
Great.
What's your Christmas pop picks, Lou?
It's kind of Christmas, actually. I went and saw Spoiler Alert last weekend, and there's a lot of Christmas mentions. Like, they have a lot of Christmas things. It's very sad, but very lovely. A story of a gay couple in love, and something tragic happens. Although, technically, they say in the first 5 minutes of the movie, because that's why it's called Spoiler Alert, so.
Yeah. I think he gets cancer. In the trailer.
Yeah, literally, he gets cancer. It was just a really lovely movie of a love story, like a real gay love story. And there was jokes, and it was funny at points, but it was a nice, real depiction, and I really, really liked it. Highly recommend. Go see it.
Nice. Brian, what are you watching?
I'm trying to think of Christmassy stuff. Oh, other than saw the new, I was going to say Lizzie McGuire. That's not it. Oh my god.
I wish.
I can't remember her name.
They got canceled.
Lindsay Lohan. Falling for Christmas, which was mentioned last week.
Okay, we knew I didn't see that one. Okay, well.
We didn't watch last week's podcast.
My bad. Yeah, so I saw that one. It's hilarious how her face just doesn't move. But she's delightful.
She is delightful. She makes such good acting choices. You just can't tell.
Can't.
Like, you can see her eyes making great choices, but the rest of the face isn't showing.
Yeah, Bones and All. Like, that came out actually pretty recently. So, definitely not Christmas. 100% will not put you in the spirit, but lovely.
Great.
Eric?
Been listening to Ariana Grande's EP December. It's pretty old, but...
I was like...
It's Merry wonderful. Christmas, here I am. Oh, no, that's Christmas. It's Christmas and Chill. The song is called December.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. But still.
Merry Christmas, here I am. I'm a present.
Yeah. Both those good songs slap.
Santa Tell Me is great.
When It Is Christmas.
That was my...
And then my non-pop pick is that I just finished White Lotus season 2.
Oh my gosh, so I haven't finished it yet. No spoilers, I have one more episode.
I haven't
it's
started.
Such a good season.
You haven't seen any of it? Have you seen it for season 1?
No.
What is like season 2 better, though, to be fair.
Oh, I think season 2 is better.
Yeah.
But...
What's it about?
It's about, like,
a hotel.
High-end hotel.
Oh, interesting.
So it's kind of like...
Already?
It's kind of like the people that are staying at the hotel and then the staff.
Oh,
vibes.
Okay. In the first episode,
comedy?
You learn... dark comedy.
Okay.
You learn somebody dies in the first episode.
And
then
you don't get to find out until the end, like, which problematic, like, storyline is going to end and someone dying.
But also, the whole series is not about, really, death. Like, you don't see any of it coming.
No.
It's like, it starts with a murder.
You just know that someone at the end of this week of vacation, because every episode is one day of the vacation.
Yeah.
So it's Elite, but not Spanish.
I don't know what Elite is.
Another good show. But,
alright, well.
Exactly what they did.
We're going to wrap it up. This was so much fun. Thanks for coming, Brian.
Thanks for having me on.
Hope you enjoyed.
It was fun. Yeah.
It's just talk.
It is.
One question for you. So you think you can dance?
Dance.
All right, well, where can people find you? Is there anything you would like to plug?
My Instagram is BrianBross111.
Well, you can find us at Before There Were Hashtags at any social media platform. Well, just Instagram.
Yeah.
True.
I only have one. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Mary.
Oh my god, Chriselle.
I was like, I don't know where this is going.
It's just going to be Romaine.
I know, but I thought it might have been Paris and the little boys.
No, Romaine me. Oh my god, Davina just really hurt me. I can't do it. I can't do a French accent. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Mary.